Okay, we are at Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, Amar Rav Huna, fourth line of the page, Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Amar Rav Huna, Nichas Beis HaKnesset Masa Tzibur Shem Espalim. You show up at shul and you are late. You find that Tzibur is already davening. They're, not only are they davening, they're davening Shmona Esrei. So let's assume it's Mincha. I can't imagine that would happen at Shachris or even Maariv.
Mincha.
Thank you. So you find the Tzibur being mispalel. No, it says mispalel. Okay. Im yachol lahaschil l'ligmar ad shelo yagia shatz l'modim. If you're able to start and finish before the shliach Tzibur gets to modim, yispalel. Then you should do so. Start, finish before the shliach Tzibur gets to modim. V'im lav. But if in your judgment, in your assessment, you're not going to be able to do that, al yispalel. So wait, don't daven. You need to say modim with the tzibur, then you can daven. B'shuvan Levi Omer. B'shuvan Levi says, no, it's not about modim. Im yachal lahaschiv l'gmar shliach yishliach tzibur l'kedusha yispalel. If you can begin and end before the shliach tzibur gets to kedusha, that's when you daven. V'im lav, al yispalel. And otherwise, you don't start davening on your own. But Maika Miflagi, what is the Nukudas HaMachlokas over here? Whether the point that guides you is Kedusha or Modim. So Mar Savi Yachid Omer Kedusha, Mar Savi Yachid Yachid Omer Kedusha. The Machlokas is whether a Yachid can say Kedusha. As Rashi writes, Rav Huna Savar Yachid HaMispal Lema Tzibur, Omer Kadosh, that a Yachid that's davening together with the Tzibur can say Kadosh. Hilkachem lo gamarat shliach yishatz l'kadosh. If he can't finish before the shliach Tzibur gets there, less than ba, no big deal, because as long as you're in the room, you'll be fine. Avol modim, avol bishyachid omer modim, im eino omer omer tzibur haro es kulam korev hu eino korea near kakofer b'mi shechaver mishtach v'nlo. But by modim, even though yes, you're allowed to say modim without the tzibur, but the bad thing is not that you're going to be saying it without the tzibur, it's that they're going to be saying it without you. That everybody else is going to be bowing and being modil Hashem, and you're going to be doing nothing. So it's going to look like you're protesting their modim. So if you hold that a yachid could say kedusha, then there's no need to finish in time for Kedusha. But if you hold that a Yachid cannot say Kedusha, you need to finish in time for Kedusha. How do I know that a Yachid cannot say Kedusha? Shenemar. Pasuk says, V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. And from there we see, called Dover Sheb Kedusha le'epachs me'asara, that every Dover Sheb Kedusha needs a minion, because it says, V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, that the Kedusha is going to happen amongst the Jewish people. So my mashma, maybe it's 7, maybe it's 700. How do I know that it's 10? Who said 10? Where does it say 10? Titani Rav Noi Achud Rav Chia Bar Abba. Asya Toch Toch. It's Gzer Shavah. The Pasuk says, V'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. K'siv Ach v'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. K'siv Asam, Hibadu mitoch ha'eda hazos. Separate from toch ha'eda hazos. What eda? The Meraglim. How many bad Meraglim are there?
10.
So we see that it is a minion. Isn't that amazing that the source for the Kedusha of a minion is derived from the Meraglim? It's wild, no? Mala alon asara, just like over there, it's 10 people. Avkan asara, over here also it's 10 people. What's the word of it? There's got to be a...
Maybe we could say that originally when they were sent,
okay, good. They were all Anashim Chashuvim, but then they were, right, okay.
And then they changed once they entered the land.
Good, okay. Udukuli alma mias mifsak lo pasuk. But everyone agrees that you're not allowed to stop in middle of your Shmona Esrei to answer Kedusha. So therefore, you have to answer modem. So therefore, you have to assess and make sure that you can be able to finish, because you can't do it in the middle of your Shmona Esrei. Okay, you can't stop Mili Shmona Esrei for Kedusha. What about for Yeshme Rabba? Kiyasa Rav Dimi, Yom Rabbi Yudov, Rabbi Shimon, Talmidid Rabbi Yochanan, Amri, Lekol Ein Mafsikin, Chutz Min Yeshme HaGadol Mvorach, Shafilu Osik Meis Merkava Posek. You're not allowed to stop for anything, except for Yeshme Rabba. And Yeshme Rabba is so important that even if you're in the middle of the loftiest types of things, like Meis Merkava, which is the description in Yeshayo, Perek Vav, and Yecheskel Perek Aleph, about God's throne and all that, in your middle, Meisim Merkava, these loftiest nevuos, you stop for Yehesh Meir Rabba. But, we don't pass in that way. Even for Yehesh Meir Rabba, you don't stop in middle Shmona Esrei.
Looks like the Rambam does the Amish
Pandemic. Oh, we've got to look that up then. Right? Okay, we've got to look that up. But anyway, we did point number one last time, so point number two. Machlokas, if you come late, do you have to make sure that you finish in time for Modim or in time for Kedusha? And point number three, the source for requiring 10 people for Davar Sheb Kedusha is the Meraglim. And point four, Machlokas, whether you stop for Romania, Shmirab, and Shmon Esrei, Lalach, we say no. There is a very important Tosus over here. We're in the middle of Tosus, about 10 lines from where they start to get skinny. Tosus writes, because of Rashi, Besukah, Paraglu, Vagazel, Dodam, Mspal, Vishama, Mipia, Chazan, Kaddish, Kedusha. A person who's davening and he hears the Chazan saying Kaddish, Kedusha, Einu Yochel, Havsik, Vlanos, and Metzibor. He's not allowed to stop to answer with the Tzibor. Eli Yishtok, Viyamtin, Ma'at. Stand silently and wait. Dishomea Ka'ona. So what does Rashi say? You're in the middle of davening and you hear Kaddish or Kedusha? Silently listen to it, and by listening it's as if you said it, but don't actually say it. And some say, well, don't plan on that L'chadchila, because yes, Shomea is Ki'ona. Whenever you have Ki in Judaism, it either means an approximation of or the same as. So which is it? So Tosus is saying, no, Shomea is Ki'on, it's an approximation of. It's not, it's a cheap copy. But it's not the same as, so you don't want to rely on that. So why is this critical? Because what did Rashi say? If you're in the middle of Shemon Esrei and you planned it badly and they're saying something of Kedusha, stop and listen. Because you're not allowed to say anything, but you can listen. For Rabbeinu Tam v'Riyo Yomrim da'ad Rabbah. If you really hold Shomea Ka'ona, then you may not stop and listen. Because by stopping, if you really hold Shomea Ka'ona, then you hold when you're listening, it's the same as saying it. And if it's the same as saying it, then you're being mafsik right in the middle of your Shemon Esrei. What are they arguing about? What's the ki? That's what they're arguing about. Rashi understands Shomea Ka'ona means approximation of. And that's why it's not really ona, so it's not a hafsik. Whereas the Balei Tosfos say, no, Shomea Ka'ona means same as, equivalent of, not approximation of, equivalent of. So when you're Shomea, you're actually, it's the same thing Mamish is actually saying. Okay, an important line in Tosfos. Says Gemara Vayta, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Varich Lifnei Melachrein. Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said in our Mishnah, in Daf Chaf Amud Beis at the bottom, that when one is a Baal Keri, he's allowed to say brachos. Before, after, no problem. Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold the Balkari is a mutter to say Divrei Torah? Vaha Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, didn't Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi teach us? Minayin the Balkari sha asur b'divrei Torah. How do I know Balkari is asur in Divrei Torah? Shenemar, because the pasuk says Vodatam levanecha v'levnei vanecha. That's about Torah. Teach your children Torah. V'samichle, and right near that it says Yom Asher Madta Lefnei Hashem Lekach B'Chorev, which is about Har Sinai. Well, what do we know about the Har Sinai experience? Men had to separate from the wives 3 days before. Why? Because they couldn't be a Balkari. When a man sleeps with his wife, he becomes a Balkari. So they couldn't be a Balkari at Har Sinai. Ooh, so if you have a pasuk about Torah and a pasuk about Har Sinai right next to each other, and we know that by Har Sinai you can't be a Balkari, then probably what else can't you be a Balkari for? For Torah. So Malalam Balkari Nasurin, Avkar Balkari Nasurin. That's how we know that a Balkari can't learn Torah. So how could Rabbi Yehuda say that it's fine for a Balkari to make brachos? Doesn't he hold to this drasha? The chitim, and if you're going to try to answer, you're going to say, no, Rabbi Yehuda lo darish smuchim. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't think that a juxtaposition of two psukim next to each other means anything. Just because one pasuk is next to another one doesn't mean anything to him. So he won't make this drasha. Can't be, says the Gemara. Because Vamar Rabbi Yosef taught us, afil mandalo darish smuchim b'kala Torah, b'mishnah Torah darish. Even if you're not darish smuchim in the rest of Kala Torah Kula, in Mishnah Torah, what's Mishnah Torah? Sefer Devarim, we're darish smuchim. Juxtaposition matters in Sefer Devarim. So what's the question we're asking? Everyone has to hold to this drasha. You have to hold that there's a connection between Talmud Torah and Har Sinai. And that connection must be that just like Har Sinai, you can't be a Balkari. For Talmud Torah, you can't be a Balkari. So why does Rabbi Yehuda allow you to say brachos when you're a Balkari? So says Gemara, how do I know that even people who are not Dorish Smuchim are Dorish Smuchim in Mishnah Torah? Rabbi Yehuda is the example. Dara Rabbi Yehuda lo Dorish Smuchim b'kala Torah kula, or Mishnah Torah Dorish. We know Rabbi Yehuda doesn't Dorish Smuchim the rest of Kala Torah kula, and he does in Mishnah Torah. So that there are two halves to that sentence, and we have to prove each one independently. What are the two halves to that sentence?
That he doesn't Dorish Smuchim b'kala Torah kula.
Good, and that he does in Mishnah Torah. So we have to prove each one. Oh, but kala Torah kula min alan v'lo darish. How do I know that Rabbi Yehuda does not tashin smukum in the rest of kala Torah kula? Titanya, following Brisa, Ben Azai Omer, Ben Azai darshins the following. Nemar pasuk says mechashefa lo sechaya. Do not allow mechashefa to live. V'nemar kol shochevim behema mosimas. And it says right near there that anyone who sleeps with an animal shall surely die. So samchu inyan lo lomar says Ben Azai. Why the smichus to tell you ma shochevim behema beskila? Just like one who lies with an animal's chayiv. Skila, af mechashefa nami beskila, mechashefa also gets skila. Amar le Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda says, v'chime pneisha samchu inyin lo, notzi lozel le skila. Rabbi Yehuda says, wow, smichus, I'm not impressed. Just because they're near each other, it means you're going to give someone skila based on what? A smichus. Ella, so right away we already see what we need. What do we need from there? That Rabbi Yehuda doesn't darshan smuchim. But Rabbi Yehuda anyway is going to tell us how he knows what a mechashefa gets. Ela ovi yudoni b'chal kol mechashef mayu. Ovi and yudoni are examples of kishuv. V'loma yatsu. So why do they have to be specified by the Torah? Lahakish len v'lomer lach. To make a hekish and to teach you. Ma ovi yudoni b'skila av mechashef b'skila. Just like ovi yudoni gets skila, so too every type of kishuv, including mechashefa, gets skila. But bottom line is, we see from there, Rabbi Yehuda does not darshan smuchim in kala Torah kula. So we have proven the first half of our sentence. What was the second half of our sentence?
He does
darshan in Mishnah Torah. Mishnah Torah minalan darish. Where do we know that he does darshan smuchim in Mishnah Torah? Ditanya. Rabbi Lazar Omer. No se adam anusa saviv umufuta saviv. A man is not allowed to marry his father's wife, even when his father is no longer married to her, but he is allowed to marry a victim of his father. If his father was ma'anes, Rachman al-Tzal is ma'anes a woman, or was mefate a woman, seduced a woman, he's allowed to marry that woman. Anusas b'no, umefutas b'no. Similarly, a father may marry a woman who is a victim of his son. Rabbi Yehuda oser ba'anusas avim umefutas avim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, a son may not marry his father's anus or mafuta. Why? Where does Rabbi Yehuda get the idea that a son may not marry anus or mafuta saviv? Because the pasuk says, "Liikach ish es esha saviv, v'lo yigale knaf aviv." So we dash in knaf sharav v'lo yigale, that the son is not allowed to be with the woman that his father was with. Umimai deba anus saviv. How do I know that it's even talking about an anus saviv? The samichlei, because of a smichus, v'nasanish ha-shochevima. So what do we see? Rabbi Yehuda darshins a smichus. Where are these psukim?
Sefer Devarim.
So we see Rabbi Yehuda darshins a smichus and Sefer Devarim. So we are back to where we started. We started out by saying, I don't understand. How could Rabbi Yehuda, in our Mishnah, allow a balkeri to do what? Say brachos. I thought a balkeri is not allowed to learn Torah. How do I know a balkeri is not allowed to learn Torah? A smichus in Sefer Devarim. And everybody, including Rabbi Yehuda, holds that we can make a smichus in Sefer Devarim. So how could Rabbi Yehuda allow the balkeri to say brachos? So Amri, in B'mishnah Torah Darish. You're right. He darshan smuchim in Mishnah Torah. And he holds that there is a connection through the smuchim between Har Sinai and Talmud Torah. But what exactly is that connection is still up to interpretation. He may not think that that connection has anything to do with the Balkari. All we see from the smuchim is that there's some connection between Talmud Torah and Har Sinai. I could imagine a lot of connections between Talmud Torah and Har Sinai that maybe have nothing to do. You know, word association, Talmud Torah, Har Sinai. Immediately you think, Balkari. No, right? There are a lot of things about Har Sinai that probably... So says Gemara, he has a different drasha. V'ani smuchin mi bayle li idoch Rabbi Shimon Levi. The smuchin is to teach us a different drasha of Rabbi Shimon Levi. Dom Rabbi Shimon Levi. Kolam enlamid l'beno Torah, ma'ala lav akasam ki l'kibla me'ar choreif. Anyone who teaches son Torah, it's considered as if, the Torah considered as if, He has received it from Har Sinai. Because of these very psukim of smuchin. I always thought it was odd that, you know, who received it from Har Sinai? What? No, I know Moshe received it, but who in this mashal over here? Who is as if he received it from Har Sinai? The son, right? Someone who teaches the son Torah. So the son, it's as if he received from Har Sinai. But that's not the way it's formulated. It should say, Kol halomei Torah me'aviv kilu kibla me'Har Sinai. Right? Or Kol halomei Torah kilu nasna b'Har Sinai. But it's Kol halomei it's b'no Torah me'aviv kilu kibla. It sounds like the subject is the father. It's as if the father was mekabel me'Har Sinai. It could be that the point of a Kabbalah Satorah is lilmon al menas melamed. Torah is marusha kila sakav. You know what's the difference between a marusha and a yerusha? Let's say marusha is something that's a heritage, not just an inheritance. An inheritance you can take and do whatever you want with. Umarusha is yours to safeguard until the next generation, where you must pass it on. You need not pass on a yerusha. You win your yerush $1 million from your father. You could spend it all and not leave anything for your kids. A marusha, you need to pass on to the children. So it could be that it's ki'ilu that the father was finally mekabel at Me'Har Sinai once he taught it to his son. Because that was the Kabbalah Satorah. The Kabbalah Satorah is to be mekabel marasha. Maybe, or maybe not. I don't know. Tanan. Oh, so we should make a main point of it. The main point is that the in Sefer Devarim there is a link between Kabbalah Satorah and Talmud Torah, either to teach that a Balkari is not allowed to learn, or to teach that someone who teaches a son Torah has received it from Har Sinai. Right, those are the two interpretations of that smichus. Tanan. We learned in a Mishnah, you know, I'll give you a minute to write that because we're going to need full focus for the Taurus section of today's Amud. So Tanan, we have a Mishnah. Efo Mishnah Zu? L'kaman chavav m'nav? Okay. Zav shara akeri. Let's say you have a person who's a Zav who becomes a Balkari. Now think about this for a second. Balkari is a type of Tumah. Zav is a type of Tumah. Which one is more intense? So Zav is much more intense. A person's Balkari is Balkari for that day. He goes to the mikveh and he's fine. A Zav is Tameh for 7 days. So let's say a guy's a Zav. Right? Well, what do we know? Ezra made a takana. A Balkari is not allowed to learn Torah. Right? A Zav is allowed to learn Torah. He doesn't have to take the week off from yeshiva. Sorry, calling in sick this week. I'm a Zav. A Balkari, you know, it's reasonable. Just go to the mikveh and you're fine. But a Zav is a whole week. A guy's a Zav. And then he becomes a Balkari also. So if he goes to the mikveh, what's going to happen? He may not be a Balkari, but he's still very, very Tameh. Even more Tameh than a Balkari. He's still Zav. Is there any point in going to the mikveh? He's still going to be Tameh anyway. So Zav Shara Akeri. A Zav who becomes a Balkari also. Or, for example, V'nida Shapaleta Shechvazera. A Nida, very severe form of Tumah, Tameh for 7 days, who's Paleta Shechvazera. Paleta Shechvazera means some of a man's Zera drips out of her body. That has the same status as a Balkari. It's a very light form of Tumah. Has the same status as a Balkari. We assume it happens for 72 hours after Tashmish, that she is a Poletes Shechvazera. So she's already a Nida, and now she's Poletes Shechvazera. She can't go to the mikveh is not going to help because she's got to wait the 7 days for the Nida. Is there any point in going to the mikveh? Or Hamashameshes V'ra'a Sadam, a woman who had Tashmish Shamita, and therefore she is a Poletes Shechvazera. And then she sees Dam, so she's become a Nida. Srichin Tevila. Go to the mikveh anyway. Why? What's the mikveh going to do for you? It will take away, at least the Tumas Keri it will take away. Rabbi Yehuda Potter, Rabbi Yehuda says, nah, you don't need to go to the mikveh. So, Ad Kamlo Potter, Rabbi Yehuda, Elabizav Shara Akeri. D'mei kara lav bar tvilahu. Yeah, Rabbi Yehuda says you don't have to go to the mikvah because anyway you are tamei. Aval balkeri greida. But let's say all you are is a balkeri. You have no other form of tumah. You're totally clean as a whistle except for balkeri. So even Rabbi Yehuda mechayev. Even Rabbi Yehuda would say that you have to go to the mikvah. So what do you see? That Rabbi Yehuda holds someone who's a balkeri must go to the mikvah. But in our Mishnah, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Balkeri, yeah, say all the brachas you want, enjoy. Don't without going to the mikvah. The chitayim, and if you're going to try to tell me now, who adin dafil balkeri grei denami pata Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda really would say that not only a zav shara'a keri doesn't have to go to the mikvah, even just stama balkeri doesn't have to go to the mikvah. Aye, why does it talk about a zav shara'a keri? Vaydekom mifalgi bezav shara'a keri, the mifalgi bezav shara'a keri, lo diachu kochen drabana. The reason they're talking about a case of a zav shara'a keri is to let you know how serious the Rabbanan are in their requirement that the guy goes to the mikvah. That even though you're a Zav also, still go to the mikvah. But if that's the case, Ema Seifa, it goes on to say, HaMishameshes V'Ras Adam Tzricha Tevila, that a woman who's Mishameshes, so she's already Paleta Shechazera, and then she sees Damnida, she still needs Tevila. Leman Katanila, who's saying that line? Ilem and the Rabbanan, if the Rabbanan are saying that line, Pshita. Of course she should go to the mikvah. A woman who was a paleta shechvazara, so she was eligible for tevila. And then she became a nida. Of course she should go to the mikvah according to the Rabbanan, because of the following kal v'chomer. Hashta umaz zav shara akeri. If you have a zav who then became a balkeri. So was there ever a moment where going to the mikvah would have helped this person to become tahar? No, because they were first a zav. By the time they become a balkeri, they're already too deep into tumah to do anything about it. And still, to make all bar tevilu, where they never could have gone to the mikvah, still mechayvi rabbanon. What did the rabbanon say? Go to the mikvah. So hamishameshes for us adam, a woman who's first a paleta shechvazera, first she has tash mishamita, and only then became a nida. Was there ever a moment where she could have gone to the mikvah and become tar? Yeah. When is that? After the tash mish, before the nida. So the Meikara Bas Tevila here, with the Chi of Tevila, had clearly set in on her. Lo Kolshkin, all the more so, she's going to have to go to the mikvah. So that line about the Mishameshes can't be the Rabbanan. It's too obvious if it's the Rabbanan. Elalav Rabbi Yehuda hi. That line must be Rabbi Yehuda. And what do you see? Vidafka Katanila. That Rabbi Yehuda is specifically talking in that case, Mishameshes Rasanida, Eina Tzricha Tevila. That if a woman was Mishameshes and then became a Nida on top of that, such a woman doesn't require Tevila. Aval Balkeri Greda, but if all she was a Paleta Shechvazera, which is the same as a Balkeri, or all a man is a Balkeri, Mechayev. Even Rabbi Yehuda would say, gotta go to the mikvah. Question mark. What's the question? Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah, good, Balkeri says brachos, and now Rabbi Yehuda is saying over here that if a Balkeri is also a Zav, if a woman is both a Balkeri, a Paleta Shechvazera, and a Nida, you don't go to the mikvah, implying that a regular Balkeri must go to the mikvah. So says Gemara, okay, lo tema mevarich el maharer. In the Mishnah, when he said that you should say brachos, he didn't really mean that. He meant you should think brachos, but don't say them. Problem solved. Except not really, because the Gemara is going to have a further discussion. It's just this is the best stopping point. So we're going to stop here.